Good morning, everyone. I've entitled this video this morning, Resting in Christ. Are you resting in Christ this morning? You know, what does it mean to rest in Christ? The fourth chapter of Hebrews talks a lot about this subject. Hebrews 4:3, for we which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, as I've sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. That's quite a statement right there. The works were finished from the foundation of the world. What works is he talking about? I was talking to a fellow that used to be the director of a human resource company, the director for the human resources department of a company. And I said, if someone were to ask me to give them in one sentence what I believed, I would tell them, I believe in the absolute predestination of all things. He kind of looked at me kind of funny. I do believe that. I believe in the absolute predestination of all things. I don't believe there are any maverick molecules, so I can rest in the fact that the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Everything God sets out to do will happen, I guarantee you. He made a provision in the Old Testament for the people to rest. He said in Exodus 23:12, 6 days shalt thou do thy work, and on the seventh day shalt thou rest, and thine ox and thy ass may rest, and the son of thy handmaid and the stranger may be refreshed. Well, Hebrews 4:9, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, Hebrews 4:5. Well, sometimes it seems like we can't rest. Sometimes we lay down to try to rest and our minds are preoccupied with all these other things. You know, Psalm 116:7, return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. You know, whenever we are resigned to the will of God in all things, we're resting in Christ. You know, let us therefore labor to enter into rest, lest any man fall of that same example of unbelief. So in other words, what the Hebrew writer is saying there is, if you're not entering into your rest, that's a sign that you have unbelief in your heart, because you're not resting in the completed work of Christ. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength. Psalm 132:8. 1 Kings 5:4, but now the Lord my God hath given me rest on every side, so that there is neither adversary nor evil occurrent. Matthew 11:28, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Isaiah 52:7-2, he shall enter into peace, they shall rest in their beds, each one walking in his uprightness. Psalm 55:6, and I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Second Thessalonians 1:7-4, and to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. Deuteronomy 12:9, for ye are not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance which the Lord God giveth you. First Chronicles 23:25, for David said, the Lord God of Israel hath given rest unto his people, and they may dwell in Jerusalem forever. Matthew 11:29, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Well, I think we need to think about resting in Christ, since all the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Do you think we can change anything? Exodus 33:14, he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Acts 7:49, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. On what house will ye build me, saith the Lord? Of what is the place of rest? Well, I'm thankful that we can rest in the completed work of Christ. Christ said on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary, it is finished. And he died. And they placed him in a borrowed tomb. He didn't stay in the tomb, did he? He rose up out of that tomb. And Hebrews 4:10 says, and he that is entered into rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. That's what Christ did when he said it is finished. He ceased from his own works, you know. 2 Corinthians 12:9, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Well, that's kind of what's been on my mind this morning, is rest, resting in Christ. You know, and realizing that we can't do anything to change what God has ordained. So don't even try to change what God has ordained. Rest in what God has brought into our lives and accept it and go on. It's a lot easier said than done, is it not? But there is a rest to the people of God. So let us remember that this morning, and let us not be preoccupied with thinking we're going to go out and change the world. The only thing that you're going to have any bearing upon is the things that God has foreordained that you have bearing upon. Okay? In Him we live and move and have our being. So that's kind of what's on my mind this morning. I hope that you rest in Christ. Revelation 14:13. I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Well, I hope you have a good Tuesday today, and let us rest in Christ. God bless.